trainer, you know, his credentials stood up, and I think even out of respect for what he's done with these lads, from a lot of these players, obviously he's going to take on board now, but from under 16, minor, 21, like, he's been successful all the way. So to me, I thought that we were lucky we had even a candidate like him there available, because, you know, as we know now, we're seeing with county jobs, such a massive commitment, and where Donegal's positioned, we don't have a wide lot of options. So I think we're lucky we have him.
Declan, of course, was manager back in a term that you played under him between 97 to 2000. Since then, he had the senior job turned down in 2008, but he has been involved in underage teams. Do you think Declan, from back when you played under him, has now made that shift to becoming a modern manager, Brendan?
Yeah, I suppose actually back then, you know, Declan gave me his debut, and my debut in 97, kind of just after we won that county final with Unions, and you know, there was no tactics then, you know, maybe two men inside was about the height of it. And, you know, since then, it's just, the game has just changed completely. And a lot of people is asking about Bonner from that team to this team. But if you look at the tactics of his underage teams, now some people have given off about the tactics of Donegal Minors and Derry Minors and things like that. But there's no doubt in it that there's plans in place, and they know how to play the modern game. For me, Oisin is kind of missing the point. The bigger point for me with the Donegal senior panel is conditioning of the team. That is the number one thing for me, because everybody's playing their own version of counter-attack. It's all about the fitness and the power to do that. And if you look at the most successful teams, if you look at us against Tyrone earlier in the summer, you know, the power that they have, they have developed into a powerful team. And I know they obviously froze against Dublin that day, but if you look at the power of Dublin, of definitely of Mayo, of Kerry, if you want to get up to be a top team, it's less about tactics now and it's about power first. And that's where Donegal, where the road needs to be in the next few years to get Donegal up to that level of where Tyrone are at in terms of physicality before you can compete with them.
And in saying that then, Brendan, I suppose we don't know it at this stage, but it will be confirmed tonight. How crucial is it then that Declan, if he's going to evolve and I suppose that sort of side of things, that his backroom team is 100%?
Yeah, definitely. You know, actually, he's obviously had his team around with him now, but I know he's stepping into a different zone now. Whether there's talk of someone coming in from outside to help him out or not, that could be a huge thing in terms of maybe the lads, you know, a fresh voice or someone who would be well known as a coach or assistant to come help him, because certainly, you know, you've got players around there that, you know, that need that type of leadership. So, you know, that's a big thing for Declan. I think the biggest of all them would be a strength and conditioning coach. And, you know, it's a big, big job ahead for those lads, because we have the ball players, we have the talent. But as I'm saying, to get them lads up to that strength aspect is key for Donegal. So I think that's a big job for whoever comes in there. Strength and conditioning is number one for me.
And finally then, Brendan, everybody has an understanding of this, and I'm sure Declan has it as well, that there's a rebuilding programme there has to take place for Donegal, and there's going to be no quick fix from where we were at the during the summer when our summer football came to an end so early, that this is going to have to take time and be a long process.
Yeah, certainly, Oisin, and I guess a lot of people were kind of saying that previously when the nine lads retired and that, and you've seen how quickly it can turn. Rory then wasn't given the time to do it, even though he was given a long extension to his job. So I think people now, there's a realisation probably after last year, there probably had to be a very bad year in terms of championship for people to realise where we were at. I don't think people did. And I think the league of last year really played into, you know, a false hope of Donegal supporters, but the reality is there's a big, big job ahead. And in many ways, I suppose it gives the lads a bit of freedom. Like, certainly I don't think they should worry going in to the National League. Take out of it what they can. You know, lads go out and play and enjoy it and form some kind of, you know, tactics and team formation and not be worried. You know, relish those big games. And should we go down to two, no big deal, you know what I mean, because we know we're building, and maybe Division 2 might suit us for a year or two, and as I say, we get that power back in our game and get that ability to compete, and then come back into Division 1 again and have a tilted and Ulster title. I guess, Oisin, you'd be looking at, you know, earliest 3 years down the line, I think, before Donegal are really ready to compete with the likes of a Tyrone, because don't forget, this Tyrone team didn't show up well. I think they're getting better, so there's a big, big task ahead to get back up to that level.